Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And once again, I want to thank them because they're also staying and going to continue to support the show. This is my favorite time of year. I've long contended that the Blue Bubble Democrats, they don't really understand how human beings work. They're actually like aliens in their own country, totally unacquainted with anything except their own low-T kind. This leads them to not getting the gist of very basic concepts, like how to threaten your opponent. We're seeing that hilarity in the wake of the death of RBG. Dudes and ladies, dudes and dudettes, whatever, if you want to threaten us, you're going to need to work on your technique. Now, they almost got Justice Thomas and Justice Kavanaugh with their tacky sex lies, but you might think they wouldn't dare to try that on a fresh-faced Amy Coney Barrett or any of the other potential nominees. But you would think wrong. The coming attack is as obvious as it is loathsome, and it's not going to work. Now, it's kind of bizarre that I have to explain this to leftists since it seems obvious, but they don't seem to understand how threats work. RBG dies, and President Trump and the Senate dare to exercise the power invested in them by their election, and the Democrats went nuts. And immediately they started with what they think are threats, but are not. We hear that they're going to take to the streets and burn it all down if we exercise our prerogative. And the leftist senators announced that if we dare confirm a justice, they will break the filibuster, add states, pack the court, and do all sorts of other stuff. So, how should I put this to where they can understand it? Because, you know, they are aliens on their own planet. It's not a threat if you've already promised to do all the things that you're threatening to do. Are you going to still do them, except while you're angrier this time around? Now, unless you've only been watching the mainstream media's limited coverage of the mostly peaceful riots and fiery protests, you're aware that Grandpa Badfinger's supporters have been running rampant for months, particularly in leftist cities where that nonsense is tolerated. It's not super effective for a rioter to tell us he'll riot if we do X, when he's also going to riot if we don't do X. Because they've been rioting all along. This is not how threats, you know, traditionally function. And since they've been telling us for months that the filibuster is dust and it's open season on our ability to participate in our own governance if they get a Senate majority, the idea that we better not protect ourselves by getting majority in the Supreme Court, which we all assume Roberts is going to play ball, because of course he will, right? Or they will do what they're going to do anyway, given the chance, seems flawed. Leftists, to threaten us effectively, you need to raise the possibility of you doing something you haven't already been doing or promise to do already, and it seems pretty basic. And I'm a bit baffled that you seem unclear on the concept. It's not that hard to put all this together. And, you know, it makes me ask, are you dumb? I'm, you know, more than I thought initially. Are you dumber And even when they make threats technically correct, they're less threatening than their makers imagine. One hefty lefty on Twitter took a break from eating a turkey leg to assure us that this would lead to a civil war and she would be the first on the line, and I can only assume she meant the chow line. I guess we're supposed to be chastened by her willingness to diabetes for her principles. Oh well. We all recall the slander storm about Justices Thomas and Kavanaugh, though they are 0-2 on the sex lives. That doesn't seem likely to deter the Dems any more than their 0-1 record on civil war seems to be slowing in their post RBG. So probably by the time, you know, we're talking about this, which turned out to be not true yet, we're still waiting on Saturday, Trump's going to nominate somebody, one of several very nice ladies, and it's going to be a stretch to claim that any of them was the Ernst Stavros Blofeld of some teen rape gang. So I guess they're just going to have to go with claims of normal sex. They will find some scuzz to claim that he and the nominee did nasty back in college, outside the bounds of holy matrimony, because all leftists know this will definitely freak out the squares. Because no conservatives have ever scored premarital action before. Ever, 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 ever. And the thought of it makes us literally shake because, you know, we hate sex or something. This is not the way it is, of course. This is what they think. And I'm not even talking about weird stuff like the antics of Jerry Falwell Jr., you know, with his pool boy slash wife slash watch from the shame closet flex, which seems a bit never Trumpy, and maybe channeling a scene from the letters to Bulwark section was part of his kink. I don't know. But I'm talking a regular straight vanilla one wine cooler too many sophomore hookup. And this is, in their minds, going to permanently ruin the nominee in the eyes of us prudes. Because that's the way they see us, prudes. Because we conservatives hate sex, especially women who have sex. I'm sure all these boys that were in college that are now conservatives, there was nothing they hated more than for a lady who was ready to get busy except maybe some free beer and some chips. Apparently those leftists have never been around CPAC on a Friday around 10 p.m. This only reinforces the long understood fact that leftists don't get conservatives or Christians or anyone who isn't already dwelling in their blue bubble. They really think we all walk around dreaming of a Handmaid's Tale scenario, when in reality, the scenarios conservatives dream of are more likely to involve cheerleader costumes and whipped cream. And now, the seedy revelations of some dude who claims to have scored with the nominee back in school would certainly be embarrassing, largely because no woman wants to admit having cavorted with some leftist dork. Only a delusional leftist could believe that it will cost her support. I'd rather have the huge I've got a few regrets vote than the tiny I've been perfect vote. Instead, this little plan of theirs will boomerang hard because it's tacky, it's classless, and it's gross. And they will still try this because they are dumb and vindictive. And of course, the nominee could plausibly say she doesn't remember it because, after all, it was a leftist who identified as male back in the day, before we had 51 other options. And, of course, everybody's going to buy that. You can't fight back if you're sick of this kind of nonsense. You could remember to support rising star GOP candidates like Sean Parnell and Mike Garcia. They tell you you can't fight back, but you can. We are. We're going to persevere. We're going to take them out. We're going to deal them another loss. They're going to snap like the proverbial rubber band, and when they do, and when they come out, and when they attack my Starbucks, and they're going after my Starbucks, my son works at a Starbucks, that is one barista that you don't want to mess with. But when they attack my Starbucks, I will be there, tooled up, and ready to rock. After all this nonsense and the build-up is up and everything else, for all of these places where this has been going on, if they dare come outside of the blue enclave and try it anywhere else, they're going to be met with the equal but opposite reaction. Welcome to the laws of physics. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Washington, D.C. has, for the very longest time, especially in modern times, been a club with decorum and strict membership rules. Most of us are not in this club. Most of us would have no desire to join the club if offered membership based on our morals and ethics and a desire to look at ourselves in the mirror every day without being disgusted. George Carlin said it best, it's a big club and you ain't in it. Goes by many names, Deep State, Swamp, Uniparty. And the club charter is quite clear, outlined ironically by someone not in the club, blackballed by the membership committee. President Trump, before the 2016 election, described the club as follows and offered an alternative for the deplorables not in the big club. He stated at the time, our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There's nothing the political establishment will not do and no lie they will not tell to hold on to their prestige and power at your expense. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations it funded exist only for one reason, to protect and enrich itself. Never Trumpers represent the Republican side of the Uniparty. They're lower than the left for me. They oppose Trump's candidacy, his presidency, and the upcoming re-election. And as the 2020 election approaches, their derangement is ratcheting up. Any pretense of conservatism being tossed out the window to disparage Trump and prevent his re-election, you know. The passing of Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg will increase their caterwauling by an order of magnitude. And the never-Trumpers are not Republican. They claim to be. Trump is implementing everything the Republicans have advocated in their columns and books and newsletters and think tanks and blogs. He cut taxes. He took a machete to onerous regulations. He has been staunchly pro-life, nominated two constitutional conservatives to the High Court, and he gets an unexpected chance for a hat trick before the November election. He's brought peace to the Middle East, something every past president in recent memory has tried to accomplish and failed. And they have been at war for centuries. He's built up the military, reduced overseas military excursions while not starting a single war. And yet, despite implementing the most conservative agenda since and probably exceeding Ronald Reagan, the Never Trumpers act as though they believe Trump is Stalin. And now they support a Democrat candidate whose policies and base supporters really are Stalin-esque. Jennifer Rubin is a Washington Post columnist, a token conservative at an otherwise far-left newspaper, formerly describing herself as a conservative opinion writer. And her new woke self-description is Never Trump, pro-democracy, opinion writer, and she supports Joe Biden. If you ever hear me under any circumstance in any way say I support Joe Biden, something that should be taken as everybody needs to come to my house and save me right now. There's no way to say that with a straight face. She says, while I continue to believe that decent, honorable conservatives such as George H.W. Bush, John McCain, and yes, Senator Mitt Romney, were or are sincere patriots, I am forced to concede the racist, xenophobic, and anti-intellectual element in the party was far more pronounced than I was willing to admit. Except now Mitt Romney's, you know, he's gotten out there, and I guess she's very disappointed in him because he said, you know, I'm not going to oppose a vote for this. She's out on the limb using the terms decent and honorable with the above three individuals, but you know, two of them are deceased. She forgets the history of her own lifetime of Republicans advocating civil rights legislation in the 60s, opposed by the Democrats, the party of segregation, and the KKK, and instead she hitches her wagon to the party of Marxist Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Pro-democracy means attacking the Bill of Rights in her head and enacting liberty-enhancing legislation as the Green New Deal and Medicare for All. That's what she's all about. Nothing is more pro-democracy than weaponizing the government against political enemies as Biden and Obama did in Spygate. I can't wait till they, you know, till Trump announces he's going to nominate for the Supreme Court. That will be hilarious when it's Jennifer Rubin's time to talk about it. So, Never Trumpers, their noses have been out of joint since Trump, neither as a candidate nor as a president. He didn't seek their advice or guidance. He ignored them. They tried to defeat him in 2016, but Republican voters ignore them just as they're doing now, and they can't stand it. And if the Never Trumpers think they're irrelevant now, pouty children told them, you know, they can't go out and play. Wait until a Biden presidency. Do the Never Trumpers realize that they and their movement will quickly become irrelevant if Biden won the election with Kamala Harris, the most leftist U.S. senator, becoming the de facto president? And if basement Biden somehow wins, either through real votes, cheating, or court decision, there's a good chance the Democrats will keep the House and gain a majority in the Senate. They will eliminate the filibuster, which they promised, and they will have a genie in a bottle with unlimited wishes. So say hello to amnesty for every illegal, permanent mail-in ballots, nationwide ballot harvesting, an end to the electoral college, a bailout for Democrat-run cities that did nothing while rioters destroyed their cities. That's all on day one. Day two, Green New Deal, Medicare for All passed into law, signed by Biden. Assuming he hasn't resigned yet, day three will see statehood for Puerto Rico and D.C., meaning four more Democrat senators and an expanded Supreme Court with far-left justices quickly confirmed without hearings or discussion. Amnesty will turn Texas and Florida blue, ending any Electoral College hopes of a Republican ever winning the White House. Mail-in ballots will take care of the remaining swing states. Every election will be a Democrat landslide. The media will cheer for this. While Democrats create a one-party country with Republicans as irrelevant as the Green Party. Then the Never-Trumpers will whine and complain like they're doing now against Trump, who is the only thing against turning America into California. You know, after decades, Venezuela and Cuba are still communists, despite assurances that communism doesn't work and the people will eventually rebel. And once these leftists gain power, they will never let it go. The only way we will dislodge them is to kill them. Literally, we will have to take them into the streets and fight them hard. Not the kind of thing that most people are prepared to do. None of us should be ready to do that. But that is what will lay in wait for us. The Never Trumpers, well, they'll get what they deserve, you know. They'll get that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senators Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Chuck Grassley of Iowa are releasing a report regarding possible conflicts of interest between the Bidens and Ukraine, finding that Hunter Biden's position on the board of a Ukrainian energy company, Burisma Holdings, was problematic, and that the warnings about his role were ignored by the Biden administration. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron is calling the death of Breonna Taylor a tragedy. A grand jury is charging former Louisville police detective Brett Hankinson with three counts of wanton endangerment in the first degree.
The grand jury voted to return an indictment against Detective Hankinson for three counts of wanton endangerment for wantonly placing the three individuals in apartment 3 in danger of serious physical injury or death.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden visiting the battleground state of North Carolina. Biden in Charlotte saying the economy is struggling to recover as the coronavirus outbreak continues.
You have 30 million people in unemployment. You have 20 million people figuring whether or not they can pay their mortgage payment this month. And you've got millions of people who are worried that they're going to be thrown out in the street because they can't pay their rent.
Some House Democrats are again pushing to renew efforts for a second round of $1,200 stimulus checks after broader talks have largely stalled. The economic impact payments must be made because the rent must be paid. That's according to Democratic Congressman Al Green. Green making those comments during a House panel hearing with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. House Democrats and Senate Republicans both put forward proposals that differ in cost and scope. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, before I go any further, I want to point out something that happened. And, I mean, I've been working on this. I've been working to find somebody like this for years. A lot of the gun stuff that I get, a lot of the sponsors that send me stuff to look at, MechTech, who is a GCN sponsor, they all send me stuff that I can film. So filming things is it's an important part of what I do. In order to film nowadays, most of the YouTube big dogs, they've been around, they've already cornered the market on just sort of standing there and talking to the camera and going bang, 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 and then talking to the camera. And they're good at it. So I have to do things a little bit differently. I need to be a little more, I want to be technically more proficient than they are. And so to that end, I work with that. And I have tried to work with this company called B&H Photo, which is the biggest camera store in the United States. Everybody that buys anything is buying it at B&H in most cases. And I tried to reach out to them and touch it, you know, to get them to help me do things and maybe expand some of the stuff I could review. Maybe let me be a reviewer of their equipment as it came in. They took one look at my YouTube channel, which is just about guns, and said no. They basically told me, well, you're about guns, and this is not the kind of stuff we look into, that we like to be associated with. I have looked at another guy who is a big YouTuber, and he got out there one day, and he made some comments that were political in nature, and I found them to be worthy of calling attention to. And I called him up. He's a camera reviewer now. I'm not going to name him. And I said, could you come on the show? And he said, that would be disastrous for me to be on your show. I said, well, you know, is it disastrous as what you just said? He said, there would be some people that look at me being on your show, even though I've listened to your show and I know what your show is about. I don't find anything you say to be inaccurate, but it would be disastrous. I, you know, there'd be a lot of people that would not take me the way I want to be taken from here on out. So it's been sort of this uphill climb. You know, B&H, they'll take my money and they'll sell me whatever I wanted to buy from them and everything. And then I discovered Bedford Cameras, which is, you know, they sponsor the show. And in very short order, they have shown me the same kind of response that I could get at a B&H photo as far as availability and everything. But at the same time, I know they're 100% pro-gun. I mean, they put together packages all the time about this stuff. And just to emphasize to you, they have. I've got a camera coming tomorrow. And for some of you, I'll say which camera it is. The Sony's A7S III, which is a camera that a lot of the... So I'm a Sony shooter, but a lot of the Sony fanboys have been waiting on this camera for like 4 years. And now it's finally come out. This will be something that changes my game a little bit as far as the quality of what I'm able to put out. Very hard camera to find right now because it is in such demand, and I'll have one tomorrow. It just came out today. It just started shipping today, and I'll have one tomorrow. It does take a little bit of time to get from Arkansas to South Carolina. So for those of you that are out there, and the reason I bring this up is I look... When I'm filming a gun to review it, at the same time I'm watching how I'm handling it. And I've learned a great many things about myself. And I think one thing about being a shooter, since it is a perishable skill, is that you have to constantly keep evaluating yourself and make sure that you are still doing basic fundamentals correctly. And many times I have shot video, like for guns like the Staccatos and the Chambers guns and, you know, some of the striker fire guns like the CZs that run so fast and so well, when I get a hold of them, you know, I just want to run them hard. And I'm shooting steel, so I'm getting the feedback and everything. But then when I look at the, when I slow it down, when I'm actually posting it up on YouTube and everything, well, let's just say my technique is sort of dumpster sometimes. So, on the one hand, I'm trying to do something to where you don't have to go out and buy a gun in order to get some sort of an analysis about it. And on the other hand, I'm looking at it trying to figure out if I still know what I'm doing. And that's just something you can't do without being able to look at yourself. So hence video, sharp video is a must if you're going to shoot that stuff. I've already gotten one camera from them, which turned out to be everything they said it would be. I had no idea this would... I have something called the Sony PXWZ150, which is it's a camcorder that you just set down and it's ready to go. I don't have to do anything to it. I have to turn it on and hit the button and it's ready to go. So, to that end, I just wanted to point them out because there are 2A friendly companies out there. And some of you are my age, you've got grandchildren, or you have other hobbies besides guns. If shooting is sort of a hobby for you, might be cars or something. Maybe you want to record it just for yourself. I don't know. And these guys will not look at you and not give. They will give you world-class customer service. And I get really tired. On the back of my business card is a picture of me firing the Agency Arms AR-15. And there's a big fireball in front of it, and I call it my glamour shot. And I show it to some people, and they're like, oh, wow, that's cool. And I show it to other people, and they're like, oh, wow, you're one of them. And I'm like, Well, I don't know. You and I were having a pretty good conversation just now. You find out that I'm into guns, and that changes things. Is that right? Changes things for you. That's the, you know, that part, whenever you, whenever they reveal themselves to be who they are, what they are, that's the part that I always find interesting on an intellectual basis. And at the same time, well, you know, I'm just sort of waiting to see how far they want to go with it until I lower the boom on them and walk out or whatever it is I'm going to do. I'm not, you know, really lowering the boom on them. For those of you, though, that are looking for a company, other, you know, the gun companies, of course, they are absolutely 2A friendly. But I've been trying to find companies that are 2A friendly that do other things besides sell guns or gun equipment. And my first one is Bedford Cameras. The other thing was I saved about $300 with the lock and load promo code. So if you go there and you find something you want to purchase, lock and load is the promo code. Save you a percentage. They're going to ship it as fast as they can. It's as good as anything else. Definitely as good as B&H, if not better. Because they were kind enough to call me up and say, hey, it's coming. And then I got email from FedEx, and there it comes. So check them out. If you haven't already, Bedford Cameras or Bedfords.com. Go check them out at Bedfords.com. Just a quick thing to say, just simply because I appreciate my sponsors, and sometimes I don't. I feel like I don't give them their due. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
To you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, the dimmer bulbs and the dim chandelier are openly stating their intention to pack the Supreme Court should the party win the Senate and the Oval Office. And this hands an opportunity to everybody running in the GOP side, incumbent or challenger, to put his or her opponent on the spot, demand a public commitment to either reject or endorse the announced plan to expand the number of seats on the court and appoint an ironclad progressive majority. When you put the words Senate and dim bulb, the name Mazie Hirono automatically pops up. And sure enough, on MSNBC's AM Joy, Senate Judiciary Committee member, Senate Mazie Hirono, stated that voting on D.C. statehood and Puerto Rico statehood, expanding the size of the Supreme Court, and eliminating the filibuster will be on the agenda in discussions among Senate Democrats on how to handle Republicans moving forward with filling Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's Supreme Court seat. You guys are already going to do that, Mazie. Like I said earlier, you guys don't know how to threaten. That's not a threat. I thought that was already on the platform. Another dim bulb, Massachusetts Representative Joe Kennedy, who just has lost his primary bid to run for the Senate, said so too. He said, if he holds a vote in 2020, we pack the court in 2021. It's that simple. Representative Jared Nadler, like Representative Kennedy, has no voice in Senate confirmation, but could vote on expanding the Supreme Court. He said, if Senator McConnell and at Senate GOP were to force through a nominee during the lame duck session before a new Senate and President can take office, then the incoming Senate should immediately move to expand the Supreme Court. See, this is the thing about them that I don't really understand, because they have gotten so used to this that they believe that in certain periods of time, the government goes on idle. It ceases being a functioning thing, and we just sit around and wait until the next crowd comes in. So effectively, you get a 4-year term if you get elected, but it's not actually 4 years because, you know, you're in the lame duck, except, you know, he's not in the lame duck session yet. He's probably going to get reelected. And when he does, you know, I know Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, I want to have the new president. Well, we're not going to wait till 2024, Gerald. Then we get this from Twitter from Jake Sherman. Is it possible Joe Biden wins the presidency, Republicans lose the Senate, and McConnell jams through the nominee in the lame duck? Yes, you bet. Can Democrats do anything besides bellyache? Nope. Here's what this boils down. I mean, here's another thing. Former Attorney General Eric Holder, the fast and furious commandante, he demonstrated his lack of understanding of the Constitution by claiming the following, that following the explicit command the president shall nominate makes any confirmed new justice illegitimate. He told Al Sharpton, who I'm sure was just nodding like one of those bobbleheads, you would have a conservative majority on the court, an illegitimate conservative majority on the court, ruling on these matters that will affect the nation you know for generations to come. He said, in fact, if they are successful in placing a justice on the court, I think the Democrats have to do, assuming that Biden is president and there's a Senate majority for the Democrats, we need to think about court reform. And at a minimum, as part of that reform package, I think additional justices need to be placed on the Supreme Court. Schumer, he's a lot of things, but stupid is not one of them. So he's using the fig leaf of saying nothing is off the table. But because the dummies have let the cat out of the bag, he too can be pressed on the subject for committing to no court packing before the voters speak. One of the few public defeats of FDR's four terms as president was his plan to expand the Supreme Court and get a rubber stamp for his expansion of the federal government's powers under the New Deal. Democrats have openly surrendered their party to the crazies, and, you know, AOC, Ilhan Omar. But this is what it leads to. This is their problem. I don't think they quite understand what's going on. While they're out there talking about all this stuff, I guess they think we're just going to be sitting by going, oh, no, what if they do this? What are we going to do? I guess they think that Antifa will ride into every city, every town, every state, and quell all of us. You know, hardline leftists may dominate the party, but they are not enough to win elections, other than some, you know, urban outposts like Minneapolis and San Francisco. Blind anger, which is what they feel over the prospect of losing control of the Supreme Court, makes people stupid. So they are now out on a limb, threatening to gut the Supreme Court as a backstop against tyranny. And I don't think a majority of voters want that. Now, we can do this the easy way, which the easy way is to bombard every Democratic Senate candidate with the demand to take a position of packing the Supreme Court. Either they repudiate the scheme or they risk losing. They should lose anyway. The Democrats have lost their mind. This is not governance. This is mob. This is mob rule. It will not be allowed to stand. They know this. They know that when Trump wins the second re-election, when he wins this re-election, and this is going to be the last time he's going to hold office, that Trump's going to get out there, and he's going to cement a legacy they cannot fight. And he's going to do it with real things. And one of them is going to be draining the swamp. The other one of them is he's going to activate the Insurrection Act, or the Sedition Act. I can't remember. I think it's the Insurrection Act. I don't know. He's going to activate that, and then when that happens, Antifa. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I wish you would come to your senses, but the Democrats, while they're out here, this would be a boxing match where the guy that's trying to take out the reigning champion is telling the reigning champion from across, I'm coming out with three jabs and an overhand right, and then I'm going to finish with a hook. And then actually try to do it. Like the champ's just going to sit there and go, oh no, what should I do? Well, the reigning champ is going to counter. See, all of this is going to turn out to be academic. Because Biden's going to come out for one. The first debate is going to wreck him. It's going to wreck him. Nobody has ever won an election where the vice presidential candidate outshines the presidential candidate. And when you're being outshined by Kamala Harris, I don't know. I think maybe it's time to just go out there and maybe, you know, sit and watch the grass grow. And that's what this is where they've run their stuff. This is all the things they're saying. This is the blind anger to where they can no longer control themselves. And these are the people that want to control you. and they think that they're going to win the election. They think that they're going to come in and they're going to push all this stuff down. You know, it's just going to happen. And we're just going to sit here and go, you remember the good old days when we could own guns and be free and think what we wanted and say what we wanted to do? Remember those good old days? I do. They think we're just going to let that happen. And it's going to fall to some of us. Some of us are not prepared for that. Some of us, on the other hand, are very, you know, I'm very grudgingly thinking, gosh, I hope not. But, you know, if it does, okay, fine. It's been a while since I've been thinking about these sort of preparations that I'm making now. Takes longer, hurts more, you know. Don't confuse my pain with my capacity or my capability, though. My capability is less. My capacity is more. And I just get a kick out of these guys saying all this stuff about, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Oh, yeah, yeah, well, you know, that's horrible. I just dread waking up every morning. I'm like, God, what? I can't do nothing. Yeah, okay. I got you. I understand. Totally understand. You're not going to like what happens when you come out to play, though. Trust me. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten from Amoland.com. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.